You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is the 16th day of July. Mike Tenora is here from T-Storm Weather out of Chicago. Mike, thanks so much for being with us. We're trying to get a really good handle on how much of the growing area in the Midwest has had too much rain over. And I don't know, you pick a period and give me some numbers. I know you've been looking at some of the stats. It's really important, especially as we start to dry out, because we're just trying to figure out what the crop condition might be like right now.
Well, that's a great question. And one of the things you need to think about when you look at this is, what is the right period to look at? Do we want to look at the last 1 week or 2 weeks? Or do we want to look at a longer range, like 30 days or 60 days into the past? It's a tough question, and there's no right or wrong answer. But we would just estimate that the best period to look at right now would be the most recent 30-day period. And part of the reason for that is just the crop observations that we've seen. If we look at areas that received at least twice its normal rainfall over the last 30 days, and that means that they've received at least 60 days of rainfall over the last 30 days, that appears to be where most of the problems are centered. That includes 24% of U.S. corn production and 29% of U.S. soybean production, based on some internal statistics that we run here. So that's a pretty sizable proportion of U.S. corn and soybeans that are clearly too wet. And of those percentages, 5% of U.S. corn production and 6% of U.S. soybean production received at least 90 days worth of rainfall. And there's no question that those percentages definitely have a problem. So then it comes down to the interpretation of what this all means to the U.S. corn yield and the U.S. soybean yield. And that topic always gets even trickier than just assessing the numbers.
All right. Do you have any thoughts on that topic, or shall we move forward to what conditions will look like going over the next week to 2 weeks?
Well, we do know that in any given summer, the ideal scenario would be to have near to above normal rainfall over the second half of the corn and soybean growing season. So basically from now forward, and you'd also want to be near to cooler than normal. That assumes that everything to this point has been about average. We know that it has not been average to this point, with some areas having been way too wet. We just talked about that. So that kind of alters what the ideal weather scenario for the rest of the growing season is. But just in general, you would want to see cool and wet weather going forward for both corn and soybeans, in any given year. Going forward, we can see that we're still going to see areas of rain. So that's generally a positive for people who are not too wet, but a negative for those who are wet. So again, a mixed bag there. You don't really need rain in all of these areas, but it looks more than likely like we will see rain in a large area. Part of the reason for that is because it will turn notably warmer with time. It gets warmer on and off here over the next week. And then it looks like it might turn downright hot in about 7 to 8 days from now. And that could last for 3 to 4 days before going back to a warm pattern, but not a cool pattern. The Climate Prediction Center earlier today released their outlook for August, and they are calling for near to below normal temperatures throughout the month across a big part of the Corn Belt. Again, our big concern at this point is that what if this warmer pattern that also produces rain once we get into next week and the week after, what if that pattern were to last? What would that mean for corn and soybeans? Would it be good if we were to turn warm and have all of these things, areas start to dry out? Or would it follow a more typical pattern, which is where warm weather is not ideal? These are difficult questions to answer, and we are dealing with an uncertain setup. So we think it's very important to watch the weather over the next 1 to 2 weeks. We do have some confidence that it will turn a lot warmer with heat at times over the next 2 weeks. After that, it becomes uncertain, and that's really what will probably determine this year's corn and soybean crop.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us. We'll talk with you again next week.
You're welcome, Todd. Have a great afternoon.
You too. That is Mike Tenora. He's with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason.